Hello again, Mo. I'm Koa Elder, the words, the heart, and mindfulness behind conscious content. I'm a body-focused mindfulness coach, and I use a beautiful East-West influence method called Hakomi to help you explore your unconscious strategies, barriers, and needs so we can start getting those needs met in healthier ways. Welcome back to our final practice of this free series on resting. I hope you've allowed yourself some space to sit with what came up in your experience around your impulses and their opposites last week. If you haven't gotten a chance to reply to one of these emails and share with me what you're discovering or experiencing, it's never too late. Just hit reply. So for this week, I'd like to explore reconnecting to rest together in a way that you can take with you. And today we're actually going to create a symbol of rest that you can take with you into your daily life. When I'm working with clients like you, I typically notice themes of fixing, perfecting, and pushing over responsibility for themselves and sometimes everyone else or their work. Even simple connection feels like it requires effort, and the ongoing internal push combined with our modern world's external push, you know, that faster, bigger, better, more messages we're constantly barraged with, that easily leads them to feeling overwhelmed and ultimately exhausted on the regular. And I assume since you're here, this sounds and feels something like your experience too. So today, I want to use this time together to reconnect with what rest actually feels like in your body so you can sense the possibility of rest and take it with you. Sound good? And I'm going to take a number of pauses throughout this audio just to give you space to process what you're experiencing. Okay. So let's start by closing your eyes, which helps you turn your attention inward. And I'd love you to open your palms on your lap as a subtle act of opening and reception. Notice your breath and taking a few inhales and exhales, start to deepen that breath and lengthen it, especially your exhale. So inhale for one, 2, 3, 4, 5, and exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Inhale last time for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And letting the breath now return to its natural rhythm, I'd like you to scan your body internally with your own awareness. What do you notice? Is there tension or holding anywhere? Tightness? Discomfort? Pain, even? Where is it? Today we'll focus on what feels the loudest to you in your body. So I want you to take your hand now and make contact with the area of your body or the place of the loudest sensation of tension or holding or tightness, discomfort or pain. What's the loudest sensation you notice in your body? Place your hand there. What happens when you place your hand on that area of your body? Does anything change? Okay. So now I'd like to try an experiment in mindfulness with you. I'd like you to imagine that your hand is a representative of your presence that you're extending to this sensation in this part of your body. And not only does your hand represent presence, but it also represents support. So in whatever way your hand can offer that part of your body support, I'd like you to do that now. It could simply be by increasing the level of pressure of contact you're making with that part of your body, or it could mean cupping your hand in a gesture of holding or making some other gesture that would feel supportive to that part of your body right now. Go ahead. And staying right here, offering this part of yourself presence and support in the way that you need it. What do you notice about that part of your body now? And I want you to notice as an observer what happens to this area you're making contact with when you hear these words, okay? You can rest here. Now I'm going to say the words one more time. And again, I want you to notice what happens when you hear these words. You can rest here effortlessly. So staying here with yourself, resting in your own presence and support, make any adjustments you need to be most comfortable. And I want you to notice anything here with you in this moment that helps make it feel easy or effortless or more restful for you. And I'd like you to name those things inside or aloud, with your eyes closed, staying with the felt experience of being with that part of your body. Notice the quality of your presence. the unique gesture or positioning of your hand. The way it makes contact with that part of you. The temperature. The level of pressure. Your breathing. Your posture right now. These are all here right now in support of you, just being. Not efforting, nothing to do, nothing to produce, nothing you're responsible for. Simply being. Taking a breath in, and I want you to extend your exhale here for a count of 8. So inhale slowly. Exhale to the count of 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What new insight or experience do you notice? So I want you to consider this particular hand gesture and all its unique qualities of temperature, pressure, positioning, presence, and placement on your body as a symbol that represents the ease of being present and supportive to yourself, allowing yourself to rest. This hand gesture symbolizes a reconnection point you have at any time with rest. So you can re-access and reconnect with rest at any moment simply by placing your hand in this particular way on your body. Just take that in. And slowly, when you're ready, I want you to begin noticing any sounds around you and take your time coming back to the space you're in the room. Now open your eyes gently, taking in a deep inhale as you re-enter the space around you. And if you could take a quick stream of consciousness note, on a pad or a paper or in your journal, I'd love you to reflect on these questions. What did you just learn about the part of your body you made contact with? What did you learn about presence, support, or just being with? Was the sensation you placed your hand on familiar to you? And what happened when you stayed with it in presence and support? What did you learn about rest? Do you feel like the gesture could be a reconnection point for you to rest again in the future? If so, tell me why. And if not, I'd love to hear why not too, because I'd absolutely love to know what you experienced in this practice. Just hit reply to this email I sent you this audio in, and let me know what you learned about reconnecting to rest. So that brings us to the end of our third and final audio in this series on practicing rest through being rather than doing. If you like the way these micro sessions felt, I invite you to book an Inner Realm reconnection session with me. I've included a link in the email I sent you this audio in, and an offer for a free session when you purchase two sessions with me. These Inner Realm reconnection sessions are an hour long, and they use the Hakomi method that you've just practiced in this audio series. We'll work together in mindfulness. Similarly to the audio series, we're studying your unique experience and helping you see how you uniquely receive information, identifying your needs that aren't being met, shedding light on the strategies you employ to get your needs met in ways that aren't working and why, and unveiling the barriers you've put up to getting your needs met healthfully, and how we can begin crossing those barriers and transforming your relationships, your life, and your work. And for those of you who committed to taking this journey with me the last few weeks, I'd like to extend an exclusive offer to work with me for an entire quarter, which is 6 sessions, doing at least 2 sessions a month, and really deepen into understanding your own barriers to connecting with this kind of rest and making it a conscious habit in your life so you can create more balance, longevity, ease, creativity, vitality, and effortlessness while deepening into who you truly are underneath all of the striving and pushing and fixing and perfecting. This particular package offer includes not only the in-session practice and building the skill of creating rest and ease, but I'd also love to share with you an additional container outside of our sessions that I know is going to really help you feel seen, heard, understood, and supported. It's what I call inner realm mapping, and it's a beautiful, tangible, cognitive mind map that will be unique to our sessions together and unique to your internal experience. So how this works is that around session 3 of the 6-session package, I'll create a snapshot of our 3rd session together and schedule time to walk through it together. You get to keep this snapshot post-walkthrough in PDF format. It's your unique snapshot to refer back to at any time. And after session 6, then I'll create an overall themes inner realm map. And again, absolutely unique to you, your needs, the way you experience life, your unique strategies, barriers to getting your needs met, loops you may be caught in, and resources that you can utilize to meet those needs. Work with those deeply ingrained strategies and find more ease, balance, effortlessness, and nourishment. And again, I'll set up an additional time to walk you through this overall inner realm map of a quarter of your life this year. And then it will be delivered to you as a PDF to keep as a touchstone and cognitive understanding of your very unique journey and experience, helping you make sense of where you're at right now, why you're doing what you're doing that doesn't feel good, and what you can try instead to feel so much better, so much more in your body, and so much more in your own being. So to grab this exclusive package offer, just refer to the offer callout link in the email I sent you this audio in. And once you request your package of 6 inner realm reconnection sessions with my inner realm mapping enhancements, I'll reach out to you with a private link for booking your sessions and inner realm mapping walkthroughs in a rhythm that feels good to you. I'd love to work together to create way more effortlessness and ease in your life and work. And I'm honored to be on this journey with you. Thank you so much for joining me. Goodbye for now, and I hope to see you in session soon.